In the study of the precious word of God, that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. Beginning a study of a new book today, we're going to Genesis. And we're going to begin reading with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And we're going to read all the way through that chapter. And we're going to read through the third verse of the second chapter. I want to read completely through the creation just to get us started in the book of Genesis. And so please, that you open your Bibles. That should be an easy book for you to find. Just open the front cover and it'll be right there. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 is where we're going to begin today. So please open your Bibles there. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, please use our mailing address of Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit us at our website, you'll find that at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. So please get a hold of us that we may know that you're listening, enjoying the study, growing in the Word of God, come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You recognize by the studying of the Word of God that you're a sinner, you're lost, and you need a Savior. Please that we hear from you. Now that it has given you enough time to open your Bibles, let's begin reading in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And this is a lot of reading today, but I didn't want to stop before that. I wanted to read through and begin this study. And we're going to read from chapter 1 through the first chapter to the third verse of the second chapter. So begin reading now, and I hope you have your Bibles open. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters from which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for the signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for the lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." God created both whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters of the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. God said, Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Now let's begin with prayer now after reading that precious scripture and beginning of the book of Genesis. Father, we ask you to please guide and lead us as we study your precious word. Many folks today, Father, believe that the Old Testament is something that's not even necessary to study, nor is it interesting to study. We'll find that that is not true at all, and if a person believes that, Father, they'll find that they're missing your Son, the Lord Jesus, in what it has when presenting him to us through your precious word. Father, please, as we look at the creation, and we're not going to get too far through that today. We have many verses of Scripture to look up before we even start, just with the first verse. So please, Lord, guide and lead us, that we may learn to know you, that we will know you as our Savior, know the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us. Direct us through this study today, that we may know your way and will for our lives. Now please, I ask for your direction, your wisdom, and help us to understand your precious book, your book, the Word of God, you, Lord Jesus. Now, guide and lead us, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful to begin this study. I ask again that you'll follow very carefully and closely. I ask a question, and that is, have you ever studied the book of Genesis? If you've just read through the book and not studied it, you've missed a blessing. And we're going to take some time here and enjoy this. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, which is the very end of the Bible, from cover to cover, it is our revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, you look at the last book of the Bible, and that book says, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Well, that is true, but that title could be of the whole book, from the beginning of Genesis, where we have just started, all the way to the end of the 22nd chapter, verse 21 of Revelation, because it is all speaking and revealing to us the Lord Jesus Christ. Each line that is recorded is recorded for the purpose of revealing Jesus Christ to us. And please, that you look closely. Sometimes it is very clear, very direct. Other times it is indirect, and one verse or one section of Scripture will build upon another to give us, again, the picture that we have of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when I say a picture, You know, as we have looked, if you've been with me at all, you know that I do not like, if you have, I do not, I hope you don't, have a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is, no one knows what the Lord Jesus looks like, so it's some man's opinion. We're told not to worship or bow down to, and you say, well, I don't worship that picture. Well, then get rid of it if you don't, because you see, the only picture we have is just what we're studying right here. And you know, when somebody begins to tell you of a certain incident, something that happened, and all of a sudden they begin to tell you certain parts about that situation, and they begin to build and make a picture, and that picture is being built in your mind as they're telling it. They can see it because they were there. They can tell you, and you begin to build in your mind this picture. Well, that's the picture that we have of the living Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through His Word, not by some person that has painted a portrait, but is by His Word, His living Word. That's the picture we have. Now, we're going to take His Word, and again, some very clear pictures, others not so clear, but they build to a point where we can see the Lord Jesus Christ. The tabernacle is an example that you find in the book of Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers. You go through those with this beautiful use of the tabernacle. And as we see that building, that is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, what He has done for us, what our lives in Jesus Christ should be. It's a beautiful picture. Now, we find here in Genesis the same. So as we begin to paint this picture, the more that we study the Word of God, the fuller that picture becomes, the more we know the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, how His character, everything about Him only comes by us studying this book, the Revelation of Jesus Christ. And again, that's not just the last book of the Bible. That begins here in Genesis chapter 1. So enjoy that with us as we begin to study today. And the more that you study, you will recognize and see what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going to tell you in the first verse here, and let's look. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. As we look at that verse of Scripture, I want you to go with me to John chapter 5, verse 39. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. To John. We're going to be through the Scripture as we're studying the book of Genesis. John chapter 5, verse 39. John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. The picture, Jesus Christ. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Every verse of Scripture testifies. Some, again, clearly, some indirectly, some build one upon another to give us this beautiful revelation, this picture of the Lord Jesus. Go to chapter 5, verses 45 and 46. Do you think that I will accuse you to the Father? There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Jesus, the revelation of Jesus Christ. You thought, well, we're going to get to Genesis here. We're going to learn how that the world was created and how many days it took or years. Some people believe that it was millions of years and all these things. Many people believe that it's something that they believe in evolution, so it's evolved. we're not going to get that far today. Because, you see, I need for you to see that Jesus Christ is at the very beginning of the book of Genesis. Please, that you see the Word of God. Now, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Let's go to Luke. We have just shown you that even the Lord Jesus himself says, "Search the Scriptures, they testify of me." It said, "For he wrote of me," speaking of Moses, "wrote of the Lord Jesus Christ." I want you to study the Old Testament. I want you to know the Old Testament, because if you're denying the study of the Old Testament, you're missing a blessing, and you're not seeing clearly, totally, the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke. Let's look to Luke. Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. There's a song that uses those words, and I get my tongue tied every time I try to sing it, and I love to sing it. The children in Sunday school, the kids in Sunday school, love to watch me mess up while we're trying, but we sure have a good time with it. Luke chapter 24, Luke chapter 24, verses 25 and 27. "For he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, he expounded upon them in all Scripture the things concerning himself." In all Scripture. You see, if you're studying the Word of God and you're missing this picture, either the building of or clearly a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, him showing up on the pages of the Old Testament himself, or telling us about revealing Jesus Christ to us. So please watch very carefully as Jesus Christ is revealed. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Genesis 1:1. Is that God the Father? Is that God the Son? Or is that God the Holy Spirit? Most think, without a question, it's God the Father. God the Father created the worlds, spoke into existence everything, created man. All this was done by God the Father. Let's look at John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now let's look back to Genesis. I hope you have two Bibles. I stay with the King James. I believe when we look to the Word of God that it is the closest we have to the Hebrew and the Greek of the Scripture. And so I ask you that you stay with the King James, and I even stay with the Old King James. I believe it that you'll find it to be worth your while to stay there, to study it. We need to stay in the Word of God, His Word, and so please do so. John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Let's look at Genesis 1:1. "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Many people believe that Jesus Christ did not come into existence until he was born in Bethlehem from Joseph and Mary. And Joseph, Mary being his mother, Joseph not being his real father, the Holy Spirit being the father, but Jesus Christ was in existence from eternity as God the Father, as God the Holy Spirit. Verse 2, John chapter 1, verse 2, "The same was in the beginning with God. All things," look at this, "were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Genesis 1:1. John 1:3, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Well, that's talking about God the Father. No, it isn't. Let's look to the 14th verse. John 1:14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was made flesh, verse 14 says. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, God the Son. He's the Creator. Oh, we're already looking at the Lord Jesus. We're having Jesus revealed to us in the very first verse of His precious Word. He is. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In verse 14, that's John 1, 1 through 3. And in John 1, 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning, God created. Wonderful verses of Scripture. You know, as we look through these verses of Scripture, we find, that's the reason I wanted to read through the creation, the 7 days, the 6 days of creation, and the day of rest, the seventh day, because I wanted you to see and to hear, and if you remember, we said, God said, God said. And in this first chapter, we find that there was already 10 times, at least 10 times, that we said, God the Son, Jesus Christ. God the Son spoke into existence the world. Please enjoy the Scripture as we love looking up these verses of Scripture. Let's look to Colossians. Let's see what Paul had to say. Colossians, you see, the Word of God is from cover to cover the Word of God. Don't take away from it. Don't add to it. Don't decide for yourself that part of this Word is not necessary, because it is the Word of God telling us, revealing to us, God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord. Please, that you look and don't throw some of these verses out, these chapters, I say, it doesn't apply to me anymore. We're going to show you some things in this book, the book of Genesis, that you're going to love and you're going to enjoy. If you don't know Jesus Christ right now, I'm going to invite you to come to Him. You're lost, you're a sinner, you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved. Please, the very one that spoke into existence the world and everything in the world, He is also your Savior, not only Creator, but Savior. And so you need to come by faith. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please come to Him. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Let's see what Paul has to say about this. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by Him were all things created that were in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Look at those verses of Scripture. You see, one verse of Scripture confirms another. Yes, just to read verse 1 of Genesis, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't realize. But when we go to John and to Colossians and to Luke, we see clearly that it is the Lord Jesus Christ that is the one that spoke into existence all that we know. Please, that you continue in the Scripture here. The Word of God, Jesus Christ. When you see the Word of God, Jesus Christ. You know, let's go to Psalms, and we can go back to the Old Testament now, because Psalms 33, 6. Psalms 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. By the word of the Lord. What did we find back in John chapter 1? Let's turn to that just again so you do not miss what I'm telling you here, that it is the Word of God. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, Jesus Christ. What a wonderful picture we have. This wonderful Word, by hearing this Word, you can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Hearing the Word of God, whether it's in Genesis or whether it's in John or Romans. You know, we quote Romans more than any book concerning salvation, but every one of us is telling us about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, until you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I have told you who the author, the one that spoke into existence, the world, everything, the universe, everything that we know, everything that our eye can see, everything has been brought into place, spoken into place by the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've shown you that right there. But you know what's going to happen. We're going to begin to study this Word, and you're going to say, Larry, I don't agree with that. I don't see that. And you know why you're not going to see it? Is if you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Because you see, it begins there. You need to have the teacher in your life in order for you to understand the Word of God. What a better place to come to know the Lord Jesus and to receive the teacher, the comforter, the Holy Spirit, one that comes to live within your heart once you've come by faith to Jesus Christ. You need to recognize that you're a sinner, that you're lost, that you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. You come to know Him as your Savior, and the Holy Spirit will come to live within your heart. Then, when we sit down and study the Word, then when you sit down yourself at home and study the Word, or you go to your church and you enjoy the Word, you will begin to enjoy it. Now, many folks today, they tire of the Word of God. They say that, you know, it's boring. Well, you know why it's boring? Is because you do not spend time with the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Precious time of prayer, time of study, coming together, helping others to learn the Word of God. Oh, it's such a joy to teach the Word of God. It's such a joy to go through these scriptures. I have no idea how many times that I have taught the book of Genesis. But I tell you what, I'm as excited today teaching this as I was the very first time that God revealed it to me and showed me His Word by the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that you have. You have the same teacher that I have, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and He will teach you the truths. So you see, you'll know what's right. You'll know what's wrong because the Holy Spirit will show you. And the Holy Spirit will never teach you something in His Word contrary to what the Word says. So if you're thinking of something that's not in the Word or it's contrary to the Word and you say, the Spirit told me, God told me, no, He didn't. Because never will that happen. It's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if we begin to change the Word, you know, I told you earlier concerning the King James, and I stay with the King James Bible. The reason I do is because as we begin to change the Word, you begin to destroy the Word. You begin to destroy the Word, and if you destroy the Word, remember what we said by the Word of the Lord, the Word of the Lord. We went back to John here and read through that. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word. We begin to change that Word to fit our lifestyle or everything a little bit. What's going to happen is that you're not going to harm Christ. You're not going to harm the Lord Jesus. You're not going to harm another believer. But you will harm and destroy your life because you're destroying your only means of salvation when you change the Word of God. Because this is set for us to reveal to us Jesus Christ. You destroy the Word, you destroy Jesus. As far as your life, your means of salvation is concerned, and not only your means, but your family's means, because you're the one that's to lead your family to the Lord. You come by faith to Jesus. Please let the Word speak clearly for itself by the Holy Spirit. Please, as you look to the Word of God, we begin in Genesis now. I'm going to ask you that beautiful question, what are you going to do about Jesus?